The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our evening encouragement talk will be offered by assistant teacher Todd Yunkman.
My encouragement this evening, my heart with yours, is to stay with the fire. We've been reflecting on a koan about a great kalpa fire. And as I was reflecting on this session so far, I realized that probably the first mention of fire was when Paul, our Tanto, was giving instructions Friday evening and talking about fire safety, and that there are two places in the Zendo where there is open flame. One is on the altar and one is on the cook stove, the stovetop. And as I was reflecting on this, I was reflecting that this Buddha on the altar right here in our Zendo. Surrounded by fire. There's the there's the candle flame, of course. Then there's the incense, the ash, the fire that transforms the incense sticks into smoke and fragrance and ash. And the flowers, which are just they're fire. Produced by plants that take their energy from the sun, which is just one big ball of fire that sends its heat and light to our earth. And the plants transform that fire into beauty, and then that beauty of the flower itself transforms into fruit, into nourishment and seeds and the promise of life. And the fire on the stove, on the cooktop, is used to transform food into meals through the alchemy of our tenzo, and nourishes us, and we are made of that fire. Of course, all of this is only possible because the sun is a long way away. If the sun were closer, we'd be consumed. And of course the candle is a flame contained, as is the cooktop. And so this container is very important. Fire is just elemental energy. It's just fire. It just does fire. It just does what it does. And our ancestors have developed and handed down to us these technologies that can harness this energy, this heat and this light to bring us warmth and sustain life. I came into this session, thinking I might jump out of the fire I've recently left my job for another position, and folks were not happy. They were, so angry. And I came to this session, and of course, what did I discover? But that the fire is right here. But, in the job that I left, the container didn't hold. And there were hurt feelings. And lots of questions that I still have. About decisions made and so once again, that my encouragement for us is to stay with the fire, to stay close, to stay in and with and create together this container where we can be nourished and sustained. Where we can bring that energy, that life-giving and sustaining energy out into the world. Thank you.